Lots of Commanders news today with a letter that was sent by the club to D.C. council members about RFK Stadium area redevelopment. In part, it said that the club will take care of all cost overruns for the stadium and parking projects. Also, stadium maintenance costs in excess of the stadium maintenance fund, and will invest $50 million over 30 years in community benefits. No practice today for the Commanders training camp, getting ready for the Patriots August 8th. Head coach Dan Quinn on how versatile the defense is.
I think the versatility was always there. Now we're finding some guys to put into some of the roles and seeing what they can do. I like what I've seen so far. I'd say after 5 days, Joe's probably halfway there on the install of the system and the package.
The Bengals release veteran running back Zach Moss. Trey Hendrickson has reported to Cincinnati training camp. Dolphins cornerback Kader Kohu is out for the season with a knee. The Astros beat the Nationals 7-4. Bullpen gives up 4 runs with Andre Lara. Today, it's a 140 pregame with Mackenzie Gore pitching on 106.7 The Fan. The Yankees are acquiring outfielder Austin Slater from the White Sox for pitching prospect Gage Zeal. Astros are inquiring with the Twins about returning Carlos Correa to Houston, and Correa is not in the Twins' starting lineup today against the Red Sox. Atlanta Braves star Ronald Acuna Jr. is headed to the IL with an Achilles tightness injury. I'm Byron Kerr on The Fan.
John Kime's going to join the show in about an hour. Let's take a look around the league, shall we be? ESPN.com put together a story kind of looking at the entire roster for the Commanders and trying to identify what players are worth a first-round pick if you were to trade them, right? Kind of an interesting way of looking at things. So for Washington, I think we can all name at least one player that's worth a first rounder. Jaden Daniels.
I think at least one.
Right.
More than one.
Unfortunately, because we've kind of heard it discussed, I would think Terry McLaurin's also a guy that would be worth a first rounder. Don't you?
I agree.
I don't think they're going to end up trading Terry. If they were and you got a first rounder, that would have made sense before the draft. It doesn't make sense now because you got a season in front of you and the draft pick next year is not going to do you a heck of a lot of good.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually, but so the way they divided this up, Jaden Daniels would be worth 4 first rounders.
I said at least one, but I know it would go up.
I'm reading now from this story. Crucially, while Mahomes, Allen, and Jackson are all on significant contracts, Daniels is in the second season of his 4-year, $37 million rookie deal. With the Commanders already having paid his signing bonus, they'll pay him $2.5 million this year and $4.3 million in 26 before he is even eligible for an extension. He might be one of the league's 2 or 3 biggest bargains while playing the most important position in sports. Is that worth 5 first-round picks? 6? 7? The answer is too many. Like, I've talked about this, my LeBron theory, that like, or MJ before him, like true, true superstars.
Yeah.
They're worth more than they make.
Way more.
Because they bring up the salary floor for everyone else. Jaden Daniels, there is not, especially right now, on the given the contract situation, there is not a trade package worth Jaden. Just period.
Yeah.
You get 10 first rounders. It doesn't matter. Because you have no idea that you'll get that talent. They going forward, they also said Samardzija, if you were to trade Samardzija with 3 years left, could be worth a first rounder.
All right.
Means he's a pretty good second round pick.
Mike's been balling, bro.
On their missing out portion, ESPN writes, it turns out there are a lot of rentals on the roster. So while there are plenty of other talented players in Washington, they're not in the first-round pick range. Laremy Tunsil was just dealt from Houston without a first-round pick attached, although the Commanders sent second- and third-round selections to Houston. Elsewhere along the line, Sam Cosmi was excellent during the first half of the season, but he just tore his ACL. Commanders fans don't want to find out whether they can land a premium pick for wide receiver Terry McLaurin, whose public battle for a new contract has felt like a relic of the Dan Snyder days. As good as I believe McLaurin is, it would be tough to see a team trading a first-round pick for a wideout who turns 30 in September. The other young player who might be able to get on the first-round track with more playing time, second-year defensive tackle Johnny Newton, who will assume a larger role after the departure of Jonathan Allen. I think that all sounds about right, especially if you're looking at contracts and everything, kind of how it's determined.
Mm-hmm.
Just thinking through the NFC East.
Saquon.
Quinyon Mitchell looks to be like one of the best.
Milo's damn offensive linemen.
Yeah, Mailata, Devontae Smith.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder what Cooper DeJean's going to be. I mean, just a good reminder of how loaded that Eagles roster is. I may not be a fan of Philadelphia, but that team is loaded. All right, go to the Giants, B. What do you think the package would have to look like to get Malik Nabers?
Oh, he'll be about 3-4 first rounders.
They got him at 2 first-round picks and more for Malik Nabers. I'm reading now. He still has 3 years and about $10 million in total remaining money on his rookie deal. In other words, he'll make about as much over the next 3 years as Ja'Marr Chase will make every 4.5 games. That's crazy.
You're dealing with some with greatness over there, dog. It's a lot of LSU receivers, man.
It's crazy. It is truly crazy. LSU and Ohio State have put out more receivers in the last, 10 years. Maybe you go back to Odell Beckham and who's the Terry Glenn. I mean, there's,
Still got the dude down there in Jacksonville, I think it is.
Yeah. Thomas, right? Brian Thomas?
Yeah.
I had him in fantasy. Won a title. No big deal. Reading again, Chase is more of a sure thing than Nabers, but there's a staggering sum of money being saved that can go to other parts of New York's roster. There's not a ton of talent on that Giants roster. Nabers, Abdul Carter they just drafted, who's had, by all accounts, a great camp. Dexter Lawrence is obviously a player. Andrew Thomas is good, but seems to always get hurt. Thibodeau, you're not getting a first-rounder for. I mean, it almost seemed like they were getting rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
Who gets you a first rounder in Dallas? Micah.
Micah, definitely. Micah's going to get you more than one.
You think Micah resets the market even knowing what Myles Garrett and TJ Watt just got?
I think it's very possible. He's younger than those guys.
If you remember when Khalil Mack got traded, that ended up being 2 first-rounders, I believe. And Parsons is a year younger than him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious how they – what they do.
And they say he get?
7.
7.
7 first-rounders to trade for Mahomes.
Listen, man, Pat's still doing his thing. And I know a lot of people knocked him last year because they lost. But, hey, dude's special.
What about – they don't have Chris Jones worth a first rounder? I mean, I understand he's older.
They out of their damn mind.
All right. What
do you not watch him play?
What do you think Lamar's worth? Here, hold on. I'll read you what they said about Chris Jones. I went back and forth on defensive tackle Chris Jones, who managed only 5 sacks and 20 knockdowns last season, although a closer look made it clear he was still unblockable on plenty of key snaps. He's still a great player, but he's now 32 and on a deal worth nearly $32 million per season, which is a major outlier for the defensive tackle market. The Chiefs are paying for a certain level of playoff excellence, and I'd suggest he is worth more to them than he would be to another team. I don't know. If something happened to the Chiefs, Mahomes goes down, they're having a down year, and they put Jones on the block.
I was giving this thing a lot of credence that he went there.
What do you think Lamar is worth?
If Pat got 7, Lamar going to get right at that, 6 or 7.
Huh.
5? 4. Four? I think more, man.
I'm reading now. It was only 2 years ago that teams with such entrenched starters as Desmond Ridder seemed loath to even consider the idea of sacrificing 2 first-round picks as part of a deal to acquire Jackson on the franchise tag. From that point forward, all he has done is win an MVP award and come within 26 ballot points of winning a second. And yet, having seen just how limited the market was when Jackson was at least plausibly available in March of 23, I can only now be realistic and suggest he would land less in the way of draft compensation than Josh Allen and Joe Burrow. Jackson is a future Hall of Famer and has a strong case as the best football player on the planet, but there are too many franchises that weren't willing to mold their identities around his skill set. I suspect some of those organizations would come up with excuses again this time around. Going back to that, like the era of Lamar holding out and asking for a trade, in hindsight, do you think after PA and Howell and everything, do you think, like, with Lamar, there was, like, legitimate, maybe some collusion?
Hell yeah. Bro, it was going, we all know it was collusion with Lamar. That hadn't changed, bro. And then, let's say, Howell came after that. So imagine what they were doing before.
It is just bizarre to think back to that time. Maybe some teams didn't really feel like talking trade because they knew Baltimore wasn't going to trade them. And they're just like, dude, we're not going to negotiate this deal for you. You can deal with it yourself. This same list has Josh Allen at 5 first.
I wouldn't give a first rounder up for him.
Would you for Brian Thomas, the receiver? The
receiver, hell yeah.
What do you think of Travis Hunter, by the way?
Travis Hunter? Yes, I'd give up a couple of them, two or three for him.
Have you seen he's gotten more work as a receiver than a DB so far in camp?
Hey, man. We're going to see when those NFL DBs start coming in, and we're going to find out.
What do you think Herbert would be worth?
Justin Herbert?
Yeah.
Two, maybe three.
They said three. It's kind of interesting to think about things this way. Dak Prescott, 1 first-round pick. Prescott would be a fascinating trade candidate if his contract made it financially feasible, which it would theoretically become in 2026 if he was willing to waive his no-trade clause. You don't need me to fill you in on both the good and bad of Prescott as a player, but no other team has been willing to pay to top the $60 million average salary the Cowboys gave him last September, even with Brock Purdy and Josh Allen signing new deals this offseason.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to happen, though.
You think Dak finishes his career in Dallas?
No.
I don't either.
No.
How long do you think Brian Schottenheimer is the coach of the Cowboys?
I hope him and Jerry stay together for a long time.
And why? Why is that, Brian?
Mm-hmm. I don't see them doing very well together.
I don't get. What do you think of Caleb Williams? Have you the reports? We should see if we can get Brad Biggs on this week, because apparently everything is a zoo in Chicago. Ben Johnson's just flipping out and yelling at people.
Well, I mean, everybody here, this whole damn town, everybody lost their mind over Ben Johnson. Remember that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lanfield put it in the thread.
I know I didn't.
Lanfield put it in the thread yesterday. Ben Johnson screams at Luther Burden and kicks him out of team drills. And Lanfield said, dodge the bullet on this one. The reports out of the Bears camp are just all over the place. And
but trying to build a culture is hard. And doing that with grown men ain't going to happen, dog.
Well, you wonder if he's trying to, like, establish some level of dominance or something.
The last thing you want to do is start trying to establish a level of dominance with NFL football players. Because what they'll do, they'll show you in a different way that, dude, you can work with us or you work against us. One of the two.
Reading now, in a scripted low red zone period at end practice, Caleb Williams was 0 for 2 passing, took a sack, but had a short TD scamper on a read option keeper. I didn't realize Case Keenum's the backup out there.
Yeah.
Case Keenum with the twos threw touchdowns to Steven Carlson and Durham Smythe. Yo. Caleb Williams was 4 of 10 during 11-on-11 work.
Well, you know, we just said you can't worry about stats.
I agree.
In training camp. But when they're that bad, yes, you can.
It's going to be very interesting to watch that Bears season. And we get to see him here, another Monday nighter. This says you would trade two first-rounders for Caleb Williams. Landfill, are you trading